Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the February 19th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the seventh Sunday after Epiphany. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will observe it to the end.
Give me understanding, that I may obey you with my whole heart.
Turn my eyes from looking at things that don't matter, and give me life in your ways.
I long for you, Lord.
Let us worship God.
Next is the hymn, When Morning Gilds the Skies.
Today's scripture is Leviticus 19, 1 to 2 and 9 to 18. In your Pew Bibles, it's on page 106. I am reading from the New International Version. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyards a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back the wages of a hired man overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Next is the hymn, Love the Lord Your God.
To our gospel lesson, here are these words from the Gospel of Matthew. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The word of the Lord. Well, what an easy passage for us to live. Let's pray. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So from Leviticus, we learn that holiness is love. Now, maybe you have a different idea of holiness, but when I think of holiness, I picture someone who's not very fun to be around. Someone who's maybe judgmental, and those around that person never really measure up because they are holy. And that is not quite the holiness definition in the Bible. In Leviticus 19, God says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Then the rest of the passage describes how to love others, leaving food for others and caring for our neighbors. To be holy is to love. And Jesus loves to take it a step further. Jesus, speaking to his disciples on the Mount, talks of even loving one's own enemies, people who maybe intentionally hurt you. God blesses both the good and the bad. And to be like God, we also must love as God does. To be holy is to love. Well, in movies, from time to time, you know, there's a movie with a villain, because we have to have some kind of drama. So the villain is often difficult to love. But within our later times, movies have become, and so have novels, have begun to describe the villain's life and how the villain came to become a villain. Like even The Grinch, like if you think of The Grinch that was written in like 1957, the book, and then in 1966, the TV featurette came out, and we don't know how in the world the Grinch became the Grinch. We just know that he is, and it says that he lived alone for 53 years. Wow, I'd be kind of grumpy if I lived alone for 53 years. But that's all we get. We don't get any other reason why the Grinch is not very nice. We only know that maybe his heart was too small, two sizes too small. But that's it. But if you move on into 2000, you have a movie that begins to explain why he is the way he is. He's a little grumpy because he's been hurt. And then my favorite, and my kids totally disagree vehemently. Curious to see what you guys in the back row think of this. But the 2018 movie is my favorite. And I just love it. It's the cartoon version, but we really understand how the Grinch came to be the Grinch. He was left in an orphanage and no one came to visit him. And at Christmas, all the other kids went away and celebrated and were happy, and he was left by himself. And I know my heart became like three sizes bigger watching it, and I wanted to take care of the Grinch no matter how grumpy he was. But you know what? It's hard to love some people, and we don't always get to know how they ended up the way they are. And this is hard, but we don't get the backstory of people. So we have to walk in to situations with love for people that we don't understand. And that's really hard because we want to understand, we want it to make sense how they got that way, and we just don't get the backstory. You know, I think we limit ourselves by our very definition of love. And I know that we've talked before about the three kinds. There's romantic love, there's friendly love, and then there's unconditional love. And the words used by Jesus are the agape, the unconditional love. So the no matter how grumpy the Grinch is, we're going to love the Grinch. Even if we don't know very much about how he got that way. It's the agape, the unconditional love. So our definition of love, I know that I want it to be a warm, fuzzy feeling. And it's not. It's really an action. Sometimes we get the warm, fuzzy feelings, but we don't always get the warm, fuzzy feelings. We get kind of the duty and the living lives of love everywhere we go in whatever situation we're in. We have to live out love as a general rule. And great if our love falls on those we find difficult, and great if we find if our love falls on those who are easy to get along with. But we exude love, and that is what Jesus is talking about. I think that's what Jesus is training his disciples on the mount to be like. That's really, wow, that could be a game changer, to come with your own love. I've heard before people talk about the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. And I'm so thankful that the church's thermostat and thermometer are working and we're all warm. That's fantastic. Great job, Roger. But if we set a thermostat, you know, then the temperature goes to that. But a thermometer just shows what the temperature is. And as Christians, we are the thermostat. Like, we set the temperature. We don't react to what's going on. We set it. And we're bringing love. And that means different things in different situations. So even before I knew that the Grinch had been abandoned and heartbroken, to be holy and to make God proud, if the Grinch was my neighbor, I would be kind to him and look out for his needs. Love is an action. Love looks out for the well-being of others. Love looks out for the shalom of all, peace and justice. When I think of a holy person, with love defining holy, I think of Jimmy Carter, who is now on hospice. Wow, 98. What a great man. His grandson, this has been going around, this quote by his grandson, and I just love it. His grandson said about Jimmy and his wife Rosalind Carter that they are at peace, and as always, their home is full of love. He was building homes with Habitat even to his late 90s. He's lived such a life of service. Boy, you can't even begin to talk about it. He's just lived love constantly with Habitat, with internationally over 100 different elections in different countries. He and his team were there to make sure they went well and that things were on the up and up. He always seems to be so joyful too. Joy and holiness is another combination that kind of surprises me, but shouldn't. It shouldn't surprise us. Holiness is not dour and boring. Holiness is the joyful act of loving service. Well, Nicholas Kristof, whom I really respect, is a journalist and perhaps might be able to run for governor of Oregon someday. Who knows? But he has written a lot about poverty and poverty in Oregon and how we begin to work on the problem. And he loves Jimmy Carter. And he said that Jimmy Carter has improved more lives over a longer period than just about anybody in the world today. Well, love is holiness, love is service, and love is for all. Let us pray. Lord, we long to love like you taught us. Help us to use our actions to show the world that we are yours, and that like you, we love and bless everyone with our actions. Amen.
Next is the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
As your Son taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Next is the hymn, God be with you till we meet again.
Spirit and the peace of Christ go with you now and forever.